League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
As always, one of the great guests of Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5 here in Houston. He is Tom Marshall, ESPN FC writer. This guy 24/7 is working on it when it comes to Liga MX, the Mexican national team. Tom, thank you as always for coming on the show.
No problem, Glenn. Yeah, lots going on as usual. And yeah, thanks for the invite.
All right, we got a lot of cool things to get in touch with you on here. The first thing, I'm going big right off the top here. Puebla pledging free beer if the club loses to Juarez in Liga MX play.
Big news. Breaking news.
I'm thinking about going down for that game, actually.
I mean, the club are not doing very well. I mean, that's their bottom line. And, you know, they've had problems in terms of getting people through the door. So basically, they're saying, if you come to our game against Juarez and we don't win, and you keep the ticket, it's actually the players. The players themselves are going to buy a beer for all the fans that come to the next home game against San Luis. So, no, it's a great initiative. And, yeah, I mean, it really got going on social media and a lot of people talking about that story. So, good to hear a happy story about beer and Liga MX, because there's been a couple of things over the last few weeks where, you know, people have been, like, watering down beer in stadiums and, I don't know, It's had quite a bit of negativity over the last couple of weeks.
Jeez, we're not even getting a real beer. We're getting it watered down. That's not a good thing. By the way, Puebla is second to last in Liga MX, which takes me to who's below them, Veracruz, who you mentioned to me before this interview. 33 games without a win? What is going on there?
Yeah, I mean, it's now just historic lows. I mean, the club's just an absolute disaster. There's rumours now, you know, well, there's been regular rumours that the players are owed wages. You know, this is a club that at the end of last season actually got relegated and then was able to pay a fine to stay in the league. I mean, it's just, so the league expanded from 18 to 19, and it's just unbelievable that kind of Liga MX allowed that to happen, knowing that this ownership group is just an absolute disaster. I mean, it's just, I don't know, it just keeps going on and on. I mean, there's even a story out today that there's a possibility of a Liga MX strike because of how the players have been treated and because they've not been paid. So, I don't know. I mean, this is the kind of thing for me. I mean, there's so many good things about Liga MX and Mexican soccer, but when you've got an ownership group like this who clearly, you know, doesn't care and doesn't know how to run a club, it really brings it down. And you know, you've got to feel sorry for those fans, because Veracruz is, you know, it's a big city. It's one of the most historic, you know, cities in Mexico for soccer. It goes way back, the history of soccer in Veracruz. You know, I think it was the second city that the game was actually played in Mexico. So it's sad, really, from the fans' point of view. But yeah, just an absolute disaster. And you know, it's making headlines all over the world now.
Yeah, no question about it. Back to the beer thing, by the way. It was, Azteca Stadium vendors were caught watering down the beer, so there's apparently legal action going to be taken as well. All right, so we're talking to Tom Marshall, ESPN FC. He is the best. So, Tom, after the Campeones Cup win for Atlanta United of MLS over Club America, should we read anything into this? Like Frank DeBoer, the manager of Atlanta, said MLS is getting closer to Liga MX. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. You know, I don't think it's, you know, time to say, you know, MLS is level with Liga MX, or, you know, MLS is getting ahead of Liga MX. But I don't know. I just think taking a step back and you look at the kind of TAM and the GAM. You know, I'm not going to lie, a lot of the time I don't understand it, but I don't think most people outside of MLS circles kind of do. But, you know, it's obvious that it has improved MLS's club's ability to go out there and buy better quality players. I mean, we've seen MLS clubs go to South America and just have, you know, huge success in terms of bringing in quality young players. So yeah, I'd say, and that's been a traditional market for the Mexican team. So I think it has leveled out. I mean, obviously Atlanta, a very good team. Obviously Club America had to travel for that game. They had a difficult game at the weekend, but the weekend before. And so, yeah, so I mean, you have to take it in kind of a measured way, but yeah, definitely. I mean, I think they're slowly getting there. And I think, you know, you know way better than me, Glenn, but I think as soon as those bigger MLS clubs are allowed to expand the spending power, and I think you see an Atlanta and a Galaxy, you know, really go out there, and maybe Seattle Sounders really go out there and be able to, you know, 100% compete with Liga MX clubs, you know, in terms of squad depth as well.
Yeah, and with the collective bargaining agreement coming up, that could be loosened up a little because a lot of these teams, like Atlanta, the energy they're coming into this league with, they want the ability to do more. So I think it's going to be very interesting in the future, competition for players, competition between the leagues. On the other hand, there's also a bit of a marriage between the leagues, as I guess they know that they need each other maybe, right, Tom?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think 100%. I mean, I was in Los Angeles last week and, you know, you're talking to people and I don't know. For me, there's a lot of obstacles. You know, there's a lot of obstacles between Liga MX and MLS to come together more. But, you know, I was actually at the Liga MX office yesterday as well and talking to the Liga MX president and people up there. And, you know, they're very excited about the future. You know, they are very, very excited about what this partnership can bring. And I only think what we're seeing right now is the tip of the iceberg. I think this is going to go a lot, lot deeper over the coming years. But in
what ways, Tom? Yeah. In what ways? Competitively? What else, is out on the horizon for the combined efforts of Liga MX and Major League Soccer?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they have a kind of 10-year plan. You know, I don't think in 10 years this is where we're going. But I do think the idea of a joint league, you know, it's, I don't know, you talk to people and nobody kind of shoots it down. And it's kind of like you'd expect somebody to shoot it down, because when you just throw it out there, it does seem like a crazy idea. But when you get speaking to people, you know, nobody's saying 100% no, this is ridiculous. I mean, obviously, there are a lot of things in the way. But you also see the Mexican League as well, and obviously it's been being down here. And you see kind of certain things happening within the Mexican game that is more in line with MLS in terms of TV rights. I think TV rights, you know, 5-10 years ago, it would have been absolutely inconceivable for Mexican clubs to come together and sell TV rights as a package like MLS does, like La Liga does, or like the Premier League does. And now we're seeing signs now that's actually a possibility. Again, not something that's going to happen next year, but that is a possibility. We've seen even with relegation, that's kind of changed a bit the last couple of years. I mean, I don't think it's going to go away in Liga MX, but, you know, you can see fluctuations like that. You know, there's now minimum standards for clubs that get promoted to Liga MX. They have to meet minimum requirements in terms of, you know, they have to be fit and proper owners. They have to have, you know, funds that are from legal sources. I mean, you know, they get investigated. They have to have a stadium that is in a certain condition. So you can see kind of how they're both working off each other. And, you know, from the MLS point of view, what I think the big thing that Liga MX, the big appeal of Liga MX is the TV rights. You know, I think that's been a struggle for MLS. And you look at Liga MX and it's, you know, it's getting more views than on US TV than the Premier League, you know, and I think that's massive for MLS as it, you know, it's not just competing with global soccer, but it's competing with NFL and NBA and, you know, ice hockey. And so, I don't know, you can see how it works from both sides.
And the passion is incredible. Tom Marshall, ESPN FC. All right, so since Giovanni Dos Santos has come back to Club America, do you think his focus has moved the needle back towards the focus on being a professional and producing as a professional soccer player? Because it seemed to me that got a little bit frayed.
Yeah, he's saying the right things. On the few occasions that he's spoken, he is saying the right things. You know, the issue with Giovanni, and it's the same one with the Galaxy, and it's a strange one, and it's the injury situation. You know, he came on a few weeks ago. He came on, I think, against Tijuana. He came on in like the 43rd minute and he changed the game. He had a beautiful assist and then he scored a goal. And, you know, he came on, it was 1-1. They were level, and they won the game with an assist and a goal. And you thought, no, that's Giovanni. You know, that's the Giovanni Dos Santos that people kind of remember. And then he played the following Sunday in Toluca. He started his first game. He comes off after 60 minutes, and I don't think we've seen him since. You know, so and then now there's reports coming out that he's going to be out for another couple of weeks. So it's kind of like, I don't know, because he gave an interview down here in Mexico to a TV station, basically saying some not nice things about Galaxy and the way the medical staff work there. And now he's come back down to Mexico and he said, you know, now I'm getting the treatment, and all of a sudden, once again, he's injured. So, I mean, he has to get fit before we can start judging him on, you know, really producing on the field. So, I mean, I think that's the issue with Gio right now.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think he might have been throwing the LA Galaxy medical staff under the bus? Could that have been a fallback position for Giovanni Dos Santos?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's very.
You always find somebody to blame, right, Tom? In this day and age, we can always find somebody.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things with players as well. I mean, I'm pretty sure the Galaxy medical staff will be 100% professional. You know what I mean? I can't for a second think that they'd want to make him go through an operation if an operation is not necessary. And I think that was what Giovanni Dos Santos was basically saying. Now, Giovanni is very close to the Mexican national team doctor, who happens to be the Club America doctor as well. And so that's the guy he's been working with. And so obviously he feels comfortable with that guy, and that's how he wants to do this recovery. But yeah, I mean, Miguel Herrera, as soon as Gio signed, he was like, I'm not going to rush him. His issue, he needs to be 100% fit. You know, he was kind of introducing Giovanni Dos Santos bit by bit. And then for him to suddenly get injured again. And the weird thing is, the club aren't coming out and saying he's out for 2 weeks or he's out for 3 weeks or 3 days. The club are just basically saying, oh, no, he's not ready this weekend. And it's like, well, you know, what's the issue? I mean, it is a strange situation.
Yeah, no question about it. We're talking to Tom Marshall, ESPN FC. Go to ESPNFC.com. You can get Tom's writings. He does a tremendous job. One of my true favorites. If I had to pick my top list, you're right there. All right, Chucky Lozano to Napoli. Hasn't made his debut yet. How do you think he's going to adjust to Serie A and the difference in playing in the Italian league, where things are noted to be pretty defensive?
It's going to be really, really tough, Glenn. I mean, even Lozano's coming out in his introductory press conference and saying, you know, his goal is to do what Hugo Sanchez did in Spain and become this absolute legend and even surpass Hugo Sanchez. So, you know, he said, you know, that's going to take a lot of work. And I think he's right. I mean, playing in Italy for a club that, like Napoli, that basically is expecting to be challenging for the title, if not win the title, there's a lot of pressure there. Obviously, defensively, it's a lot better league than the Dutch first division. And I think this is a massive challenge for Lozano. I don't think he's played well the last, what, 6-9 months, to be honest. You know, I think he struggled in 2019. And, you know, it's a challenge, but on the positive side, it's what he needs. I mean, this is a guy 24 years old. He's kind of taken the perfect path to becoming a top player. I mean, he started out in Pachuca, he won the league, scored on his debut in the Azteca, moved to PSV, becomes an absolute critical player for the Mexican national team, and now he gets his chance in the big league. So it's going to be fascinating to watch. And, you know, now we're seeing quite a lot of these Mexican players coming back from Europe, attracted by the money, especially in Liga MX, but also in MLS. I don't know, it's almost like there's even more pressure on Lozano as to be the kind of linchpin of the younger generation.
Tom, we only got about 30 seconds here. Quick hit on Edson Alvarez, playing at Ajax, played in the qualifier in the Champions League. Talk to me about him and what his future looks like there.
Yeah, excited. I mean, obviously, you go to Ajax, it's going to take you time to learn the system. They play a very certain way. I thought he looked very confident, not just the goal today, which is a bit reminiscent of Rafa Márquez, but just his authority, he looks very comfortable, he speaks English, you know, you can tell he's settled really well, and I think he's a really exciting player, and he seems like a really nice guy as well off the field, so yeah, I think he's going to do really well over there.
Well, I'm rooting for him. Serginho Dest, also a U.S. international, is at Ajax, and he played well also. So that's very interesting that you got a U.S. international and a Mexican international playing together on Ajax. Tom, as always, we thank you so much. Wonderful job. We appreciate it. And by the way, if my radio show is not good tonight, I'm blaming it on you.
Thanks, Glenn. Thanks for the invite.
All right. You're the best, Tom. Thank you so much.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.